You're listening to a podcast made the Johnsonville way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Clock, a podcast made the Johnsonville way. I am your host, Krista. With me is
Joel Horsemeyer.
And our guest today is Sherry Myers. Welcome, Sherry.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you.
Very.
We have a robot joining us today. His name is Joe.
So I don't know why I have the giggles, guys. I don't.
It's Friday. You just got married.
Is that what? All those things are very legitimate, but I don't know that that's why.
Do you like how I just slipped that in there?
I did.
That you just got married?
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Krista, so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Schmeyers, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Sorry,
real good.
Your name is Sherry Myers.
But we call you Schmeyers.
We call you
yes,
Schmeyers.
Yes, I do have the nickname Schmeyers.
Yes. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So why don't we start with your Johnsonville story, Sherry? We usually go with how long have you been here? What's like the course of your progression through positions, things like that? And what were you doing, you know, before this that kind of got you into that role?
Sure. Before I got to Johnsonville, I owned and operated my own butcher shop.
See, now this, I knew that about you.
That's pretty
sorry
cool.
Sorry to stop you there.
That's okay.
But I love that.
Yeah, it's really
cool.
Can
you please talk about that a little bit more?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Which we can relate to what we do here at Johnsonville.
Exactly. That's why I was like,
and I think
geez.
Part of that had to do with me getting my job here at Johnsonville after I sold the business. So,
okay.
Dealt with a lot of inspectors. We made our own hams. We made our own bacon. We made our own summer sausage.
Where were you based out of?
We were in Cascade, Wisconsin.
Cascade, all right.
Bought the business when I was 29, so I was quite young. My dad helped us get enough money so that we could make a down payment, and we're very proud that we paid my dad off in 5 years, and basically we're running the show. We owned that for 13 years.
Wow.
We came to the point where we had added on to the building. We had a facility that did both beef and hogs. And poultry.
Really?
So the poultry portion is what we added on to it.
Wow.
And then we decided to sell after 13 years. We had wanted to move on to different things.
Is that business still up and running?
That business is still up and running very well.
Nice.
Yes.
Yep. Good. Okay.
Prior to us selling, we did buy a restaurant. We had that for 2 years. We ran that with the meat market. So
restaurant's a lot of work.
Became
right?
a lot of work. Yeah, yeah. It did. So anyways, we sold that also, and then it was time to look for a job. So I stumbled upon Johnsonville by
just
chance.
Stumbled.
Actually, a mutual friend worked here and kind of suggested that maybe I apply
cool.
with all the meat background I had.
Good.
Johnsonville was looking for a team leader down on the production floor, and they hired me off the street, so...
As a team leader, which is kind of rare.
Yep.
That's a big
which
deal.
It was very
Even
rare.
Now, that's kind of rare. Usually, it's a promotion from within,
from within.
Kind of a big
Correct.
Deal.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I did that for...
What year was that you got hired?
I got to think about 2000...
You've been here 8 years? Is that what
2008.
You
said? 2008, yep.
Okay.
Okay.
2008.
Same year I was hired.
Yep.
Not as a team leader, though.
We did work together, though, down on the floor.
Oh, so, yeah, we did. Yes, we did yes. for a spell, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where were you? Which facility? Here at Countryside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And
what
so you were in
you
that
run?
Same role the whole time?
Yeah, I was in that same role the whole time.
Wow.
Except for in June, I got my timekeeping role, so yeah. I was very
excited.
Exciting.
Sherry's now part awesome. Of my team. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. So what? How many different lines did you run then as a team leader?
I started on a new line. I was there for quite a while.
Good old new line.
And then I was moved to Perry line, and then we put in the new line, Megatron. So I was in charge of that. But basically, I've been on every line as a team lead, but those are my three lines.
Sure.
So
that's awesome.
Very cool. Yep.
Mega cool.
Awesome. awesome. So why don't we transition now into what you do when you're not here at Johnsonville? And I know I have a little bit of insider knowledge.
Yeah, I know. She stands on anthills and they climb up her leg.
No, no. That's a different story.
I don't know.
That is a different story.
You don't know that story?
No.
Oh, well, Schmeyers, please fill her in. You can find it on YouTube.
Yes, you can.
What?
So
you're a YouTube sensation?
She is a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
You're viral?
She is viral.
In, yeah.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay, so tell me this quick story.
So Joe, what was that I was doing? I remember. I can't remember.
Was it for the Sausage Support Center?
It was for the Sausage Support Center. Sausage Support Center.
It just rolls off the tongue. I can't say it.
So they were filming out in Oostburg about, you know, what does Sherry do? You know, what does she do kind of off the clock? Well, we were filming outside, and I had all my fishing gear. And they're filming and taking pictures and whatnot. And I'm standing there, and all of a sudden I feel something on my foot. And I have sandals on, and I shake my foot. And I don't want to look away from the camera because they're like, look at me, look at me. So I shake my foot again, and all of a sudden these ants are crawling up my leg, biting my foot and my leg. So I drop my fishing pole, everything, and I scream like a girl.
There's an ant hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And someone kept the camera rolling.
They kept it rolling, yeah.
Thank you,
and it's
people.
Part of that.
You know what would be great is if we can get the audio, which we would be able to do, and put it in this episode.
Oh, yeah, we could try that.
Ah! There's an ant hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When everybody saw it, then they had to go. They screamed like a girl and yelled ants at me. So it was funny.
Yeah, Schmeyers is famous before we discovered her.
She's in a lot of commercials.
Yeah, actually. She's kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm.
So
you were saying, though.
Hey, there's me and my quilts.
I know. We are watching
segue.
It right now.
It's a great segue into fishing, actually.
Yeah. You said you had all your fishing stuff, right?
I did, yep.
So you love fishing?
I love musky fishing.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I got into musky fishing with my friend, Chris, maybe about 10, 12 years ago. And her and I would fish. She's got a little cabin up in the Schwamagon Forest. And
how
I know,
far away
Schwamagon
from
Forest.
How far away from Johnsonville?
We're
to
about
Schwamagon
5 hours away.
Okay, and that's straight up.
Straight up.
Straight.
Yep.
North.
We're
beautiful
just
north woods of Wisconsin.
Yep. We're just outside of Winter, Wisconsin. We're on the East Fork of the Chippewa River.
We have a town called Winter.
Yes, we do.
I love
Isn't
it.
That nice.
I love it. Fantastic.
And usually, her and I take 1 week and we go musky fishing.
Okay.
With a guide, right? You hire a guide.
We didn't always have a guide.
Okay.
But we learned a lot from our guide. Our guide is John Myrie. He has his own outfitting up north. And he is just a sweetheart of a man. This guy takes us out wherever we want to go. He shows us how to work our lures. He shows us what kind of weeds to cast into. So he's been very, very knowledgeable in teaching us how to musky fish.
Yeah. Please ask.
So you fish in weeds for muskie? Is that where they primarily?
Yep.
Okay.
They do love to sit in weed beds, and then when another fish comes by, they just jump it.
So they're like
it.
Predator yeah. fish.
Very Ooh. Time. Yeah.
Okay.
Very
I don't know big. Much about muskies.
Oh, you're about to learn a bunch, I'm sure.
Yep.
I would hope.
So how big average is a muskie?
They run anywhere from, well, if you're up north where we're fishing, they have to be 50 inches or larger to keep.
Okay.
So a lot of them are fish and release.
Yeah.
Or catch and release. Sorry. Yeah. The biggest one I have caught to date is 37 inches. I'm quite proud of that.
I would be.
The largest one we've had in the boat has been 42 inches.
Wow, that's crazy.
They're huge.
So what does something like that weigh then? Do you weigh them too, or
we
do
don't
you just
usually
go by
weigh
inches?
Them because they're such a fragile fish. Once
you got to get it back in the water.
Once you get them out of the water, you need to get them back in.
Okay,
they're very aggressive in the water, but once they're out of the water, they need to go right back in.
So I have a question: is a muskie a fish you would want to eat?
No,
nope. So it's really just for sport.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a sporting fish.
It's
they're
funny. I come
bony,
from a commercial
like
fishing family, so and it's weird that I don't know anything about
that's,
this.
That's why, because muskies
about,
you do not commercially
right,
pull
yeah,
out of the
yeah.
water.
No.
And the other interesting thing, too, because actually a good friend of mine, he musky fishes. And one thing that I found interesting is that nowadays, people do not keep the actual fish that they've pulled out of the water. They'll measure it, take the measurements in, and then that's how they'll get their mount.
And your photo. You got to get
your photo. Correct. Correct. Photo.
Yep. You get a photo. We usually get a photo when we put them back in.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah. So you typically do not keep, I mean, some fishermen do.
They'll what? Keep, then you stuff it or whatever?
Well, yeah.
You they'll have it on a wall somewhere.
Yeah.
Stuff so. It.
Stuff it. But cool. So you have been fishing then for how many years?
Well, I've fished all my life with my dad.
Okay.
He taught all of us how to fish and hunt. Good. So that's not unusual.
Great. So what is it about musky fishing that really trips your trigger?
The best feeling is when a musky strikes right at the boat.
Ooh.
It literally scares you. I mean, the water just flies everywhere. And the hairs on the back of your neck just stand up. Because it's so explosive. It's just right there.
Wow. So do you guys, when you do this with the guide, do you typically see and or catch muskie every single time?
No.
Really?
They say 1,000 casts. That's or 10,000. I believe it's 10,000 casts.
The fish of 10,000 casts.
Yep. That's before you'll get a muskie. Wow.
Have you done any muskie fishing around here?
No, I have not, actually.
Okay. I heard Random Lake's pretty good.
I heard Random Lake has muskie, too. I think they're planted muskie.
They were planted,
yeah.
Yes.
So have you ever had that, like, that one that got away?
The one that got away, yeah. The one that came right to the boat and turned around.
Yeah. Oh, so you actually saw it?
Yep, I actually saw it. I did my figure eight with my lure in the water, and it was right there. It wanted to, and then it said, nope, mm-mm, and took off. So all I had was just a splash.
So you just said figure eight. Okay, so there's like a specific casting or type of thing that you do?
When you bring your lure back up to the boat, because typically muskie will follow.
So you cast out.
Yep, cast out. And you bring your lure back in, depending upon what you're fishing with. It could be fishing with a suic or, you know, there's all different kinds of lures. And they all get worked through the water differently.
Sure.
And when you come, you bring your lure up to the boat, you typically do the figure eight because the muskie is a predator. It's going to follow, and it will follow usually right up to the boat. And a lot of muskie are taken right at the boat.
Interesting. So,
yeah.
And so what kind of lure do you prefer?
I prefer a topwater lure.
And what is that?
It sits on top of the water, usually makes a lot of noise. Muskie are attracted to noise, like a squirrel falling out of a tree hitting the water. A muskie's going to hear that.
Okay.
And they're gonna find out what that is.
Interesting.
So lures that are topwater bait make a lot of noise.
Are they mechanical in some way? That or when you pull them through the water,
when
that's
you pull them through the water,
splashing.
Yep, they splash. Okay. Correct.
Interesting. Very cool.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't another Johnsonville member, Dave Pennings, is he a big muskie fisherman? I don't
actually
know
Dave has a cabin very close to where we fish.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's a big muskie fisherman also.
I've heard that. I've obviously never talked to him about it, really, but yeah.
Yep. Have you ever run into him out on the lake?
No, I have not.
No.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. It would be fun, yeah. Oh, it would be fun.
So have you ever had any, like, a storm roll in or something, like, kind of crazy and dangerous happen while you were out there?
No, we're usually pretty safe.
Yeah.
Well, what kind
storms
of
pop up really unexpectedly when you're out
Lake
on
Michigan.
The water. Oh, and the bay.
And the bay.
How big is this lake? Is it really small?
There's multiple lakes up there that you can go fishing on. We caught, this year, we were lucky to land two. I landed one. My friend Chris landed another. And that's unusual. Usually one of us might get one.
Mm-hmm.
We've been skunked a couple of years.
Skunked.
The guide always feels awful, but it is what it is. It's muskie fishing. You're not going to get a muskie every cast.
That's kind of the
cast.
Thrill of
10,
it.
10,000
right?
casts.
Yeah.
I mean, start counting.
That's a lot.
And by the time you're done fishing, your hand is sore from reeling your lures. And then the lures aren't light. They're heavy.
Yeah.
And they're very large.
What kind of rods are you using? Do you have St. Croix or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a bait casting.
Sure.
Because each bait weighs different, so you set your rod to cast that bait.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Wow, there's a lot that goes into this that I was not aware
of. See, I own a musky rod, but I have not foot the bill yet for the reel. See, when Random Lake did its stocking years back, and years have gone by, and I have done a little bit of musky fishing in Random Lake, and it is a blast. It really is, because what she's saying, when it comes up to the boat or even on shore, your adrenaline just flies because you see it off in the distance, and then you're like, what do I do, you know?
they usually make like an S shape before they strike the lure, and they don't strike the lure from behind. They usually grab that lure in the middle.
Okay.
So they make this like curling motion with their body to grab that lure.
It's nuts.
It is nuts. It's crazy.
So it's kind of unpredictable about where they're going to go.
Yeah, it's very unpredictable.
You just have to be ready for it.
I've already casted a lure out, and the minute it hit the water, the fish strike the lure, and the lure actually flew about 10 feet up into the air.
Oh, my God.
So I must have landed, like, right on top of them.
Wow. That was
No, I did not. This scared the heck out of me, though.
Have you ever had it where, like, do you fish for anything else?
Not usually. Okay. No, I'm just musky.
Because you can go on YouTube and watch videos of people like catching smallmouth bass, and all of a sudden a musky or a pike will come in behind it and just, you know.
Yep.
That was my biting sound.
Keep doing it. That's awesome. Is there anything you want to like educate people on? Is there like a pet peeve of yours about other?
I guess there is.
Okay.
Fishing in general should be catch and release so that the future generations can enjoy and catch fish like I have. So I guess that'd be my pet peeve.
People take them home
That is pretty important, especially nowadays with the amount of people out on the lakes. That's awesome. One question I have too is this guide that you have. Does he have a website or something that we can plug on?
Yeah, he does.
I mean, you don't have to think of it now. We'll look it up and we can put it on.
It's John Myrie, and I don't really remember the... I just got a phone number in my cell phone.
Hey, you.
Tell him I'm coming. He's been very good to us. I mean, he's taught us a lot.
Well, that'd be great. Like we would love to post a link or something on the page so that other people
can
visit.
The information for you.
So you've got kids.
I have one son.
One son, but you have grandkids?
I have grandchildren.
So is your son or your grandkids going to... pick up this little tradition?
My son fishes and he hunts.
Is he a muskie?
He's an outdoorsman. You know, he has not ever fished for muskie, but maybe mom should take him.
Yeah. And do you think your grandkids will get into it?
Well, I taught my oldest grandson how to cast.
Nice.
Using a closed-faced rod with a chip clip on the end.
So he can't hook someone's ear and...
Nice. His own ear or mine. Yeah. So, yeah. And then he did...
Why is it always the ear? I don't know. It's like a
there.
Thing.
It's ready to go.
I did take him fishing. We went down to the trout farm in Cascade.
Oh, cool.
You know, kind of you're guaranteed even with an empty hook that you'll get a fish.
Yeah.
But
I love this, Grandma.
Yeah. He did. He did cast his line in without, you know, snagging anyone or killing anyone.
Nice.
And he did catch a fish. But the best thing I thought of when that fish hit his hook, he looked at me and he says, his eyes get real big and he goes, it's a shark.
That's great.
Oh, you're like, honey, I could show you.
I laughed so hard. Awesome. Everybody
around
us.
How big was this thing?
It was maybe, I don't know, 10 inches or so. But
that's funny.
It just made a lot of ruckus and he just thought it was the best.
Well, that's awesome. Cool. What a fun kind of family tradition that you could pass down and, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
Fishing is something that, you know, tends to bring a lot of people together in general. So
do you have a destination, like a dream destination you'd love to do your musky fishing outside of Wisconsin?
Oh, Canada.
Is there like some legendary, Canada?
Canada would be great, but yeah. That's on my bucket list.
And how far north do you have to go for Canadian fishing? I mean, is it actually pretty close to the border or you go way up in there?
I've never been in Canada. So my dad was in Ontario fishing, so I would think they'd have fish
My
there.
My husband's even been fishing up there, I guess. It's pretty amazing.
Not going fishing in Canada.
I've never been to Canada at all. I'd love to.
Eh?
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
I'd fit right in there, eh?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Is there any other type of like big fish that you would want to get into, like swordfish or anything?
Deep
like
sea
that?
Fishing?
Yeah,
deep I sea. Don't know. That would
Doesn't
be
really
kind of scary.
Don't tear a little too big. You might be in a shark.
Don't tear a little too big for me.
An actual shark.
Yeah.
Have you done any like Michigan fishing?
A couple times. I'm not real fond of that. Okay. It just doesn't seem very sporting to me.
Like where you're trolling.
I like to cast my lure and, you know,
that
make the
makes
fish.
Total sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you
I like
work,
to work
for
it.
Yeah, you work for your
I work
fish.
For it.
That's awesome. Cool.
Well, and in stark contrast, you have another hobby that you are very good at that I thought we could touch on
a little
bit.
I know what it is.
Yeah, what is it, Joe?
Making popcorn.
Oh, yes. She made a batch of popcorn in like a huge grocery bag.
God.
And we all overdosed on it
yesterday.
I ate so
much of it.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm still in a popcorn
That's not
coma.
The hobby I'm talking about.
Oh, my bad.
She's quite the seamstress.
Seamstress?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't say seamstress.
Yes, she is.
Quilter.
Yeah.
I'm a quilter.
That takes skill and talent, though, and patience.
I know nothing about, like, you're talking musky fishy. I'm like, I have done a little of this.
I can't even figure out how to thread my sewing machine.
What is quilting?
Quilting.
I mean, what? Because there's sewing.
Quilting.
There's sewing. There's hemming.
You know what a quilt is?
Well, I know what a quilt is, but what, I mean, why is it not called sewing?
Oh, well, sewing covers everything from, like, yeah, clothes to
whatever.
Okay,
see, this, all this new territory for me. Why I love this show.
I do like quilting.
So how did you get into that?
Actually, my mom was a sewer. She did a lot of sewing when we were young. She made our clothes and whatnot. And, you know, I kind of watched what she was doing, and all of us girls could sew. I have two sisters and a brother.
And your son sews,